everybody, and welcome to people at home. Before we start, we know this is the month of Av, the month of Leo. So what we want to do is tuning in to that flow of energy. What we want to do, we want to accept that energy coming from above. We want to be open to receive the love from the Creator. We want to interconnect with the people here. And we want our soul to be able to connect to people outside. Once we're going out to the street, to the car, to wherever we're going from today, tomorrow, we want to make sure we connect to the souls of other people. So let's tune in by allowing the light of the Creator to come from above, touching first your head. You see a bright light surrounding your mind, your brain, your skull. Then it's going from the top of the spine all the way to the bottom, and then going back from the bottom up to the top of the spine. And then you can see that the light is going up and down, up and down. Focus on that for a few minutes. See how the light going up and down. Now I want you to see that the light is traveling through your nerve system to your entire body, from your spine, all the way to your tips of your fingers, your toes, every place of your body. And you can see that the source of light coming from above your head, just a little bit above your forehead. That's where it's come from. You can inhale and exhale three times, slowly, and then slowly open your eyes. We're going to share the information of the months. Thank you. Welcome, 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 and Chodesh Tov. As we know that this is the time of the month of Av, and as we know, the month of Av normally known to be a month of a bit negativity. Like people familiar with this month has to do with destruction because, for example, the two temples been destroyed in, when I say temple, is the temple in Jerusalem, been destroyed in the same time. Basically 8 days from now, that's when it's been destroyed. So this month is related to destruction. But in the same time, the 15 days of the month is related to the Day of Love. It's called the Day of Love. Once a year, you have the Day of Love that we will celebrate it. Not here, we're going to do a party. Of course, everybody's welcome. And the idea that the Day of Love is also related to this month. So what is exactly going on? I mean, is it a day of destruction or a day of love? One of the best day of the year is in this month. One of the worst day of the year, not the worst, the worst day of the year is actually in this month. The birthday of the Messiah is in this month. And the destruction of everything that you know it as spirituality is within this month. So we understand that this month within it as a duality, as something which is a little bit confused, and we need to understand it. So to have a better understanding, I think it would be a wise idea to understand people who are born in this month. It's called the month of Leo, right? Month of Leo. And we understand that the people who are born in the month of Leo, as I'm going to read from, this book is, by the way, 4,000 years old, not this book. I mean the information in this book, information. Information in this book coming from Abraham. It relates to Abraham, some related to the angel of Abraham. And within that, there is most of the knowledge that, as we know, Kabbalah or spirituality today. So that's one of the most important spiritual book exists in the universe. It's been translated into English, and it's a very difficult book, but I'm very happy that I see people struggling to understand it, because they show an effort, they show that they try. So it makes me very happy when people try. The famous person who read that and find it useful was a person that Barry in Prague, in what they used to call Czechoslovakia. So his name is the Maharal. He used this book to build a human being with no soul. So without having an intercourse, he basically took a dirt, mixed it with Hebrew letters, that's they teach how to do it, and he created a human. You can try, but I'm telling you, it's not going to work. They tell you how to do it, to the details, A to Z, everything. So as you can look at the piece of paper, I think you all got this small piece of paper, yes? So you can see, I can show it to the camera. Can you, Yoel, can you focus the camera here on this? So as you can see that we have the two letter, Kaf and Tet. And if you turn it to the other side, you have the angel of this month. And also the combination, the Tachagamatan combination. Because the combination itself change every month, the letters change every month, and we need to know where is it come from. So I'm going to read you the book of formation in Hebrew, and what is it written here? It's written like that. Emlich ot kaf, vekashar lo keter. He crowned it, or he make kaf, the letter kaf, like a king, and he crowned it with a crown. And through that, he created the sun. So the letter kaf created the sun. And through that, he created Wednesday. So Wednesday created from the planet the sun. It's interesting, right? And in the body, he created the left ear. So the left ear were created also from this letter. Now, what does that mean? We need to understand it. So for that, we have to go to one of the oldest astrologers. His name, the Rabad. And let's see what he say. So he write like that, and he explain. It say this time of the month of Leo, or the people of Leo, or the month of Leo, it's talking about the hidden light. It's talking about the work of the kings or the queen. It's talking about a servant to wisdom or intelligent. It's talking about people who are merciful and kind. And it's talking about, from one side, the very wealthy, and the other side, they have gold and success, and whatever they do, they become successful, and they have the power to be strong and brave. And usually, the money comes to them with silver and gold, and whatever the land is giving. So it's interesting, it's saying to the Leo, like if you advise a Leo what to do, you have to deal with silver and gold. Now, who's going to deal with silver and gold nowadays? Tough, right? I mean, you can do, what do you call it, the stock market with silver and gold, but it's still, I mean, also jewelry, right? Any type of jewelry, and the jewelry that the high priest used to wear. And but always the reason, if Leo is not making it, ve'eva min asarim, is because there is people around them who are jealous, was not happy with they are doing well. And because he is the one that bridge between fire and water, it says that this month or these people are the bridge between fire and water. Fire is usually not going well with water, okay? Fire, you know, is no more water because it's going to be evaporate. Or water, too much water in fire. There's no more fire. So there is bridge. And Leo is the bridge between the two. That's why they have that conflict. Leo living in a conflict. In one side, they are water. They have chesed. They have giving. They love to help. And the other side of them is left column is fire. They're full of fire. They are the sun. So there is a conflict already happening there. So you say, פעמיים, לפיכך מגיד על השלום מפחד ושלווה ובריאות. וליסה בה יבשה טובה מאוד, אבל ליסה בה מכל מיני מים רעה, כל חיות הארץ, אין להם קיום במים לבדם. And it say, traveling on the land for them, it's better than traveling on water. So they shouldn't travel on water that much. I don't know if all Leo not appreciate traveling on a boat. You like to go on a boat? You do. What about you? No, you don't like boat. So most Leo, you're a Leo? Okay, most Leo don't like to go on a boat for some reason. Why? Because it's it. That's the way they are. They wouldn't go on a boat. There is an issue going on a boat. It's funny, my teacher was a Leo and he didn't like to go on a boat too. The one thing he didn't like to do. Wow, never thought about it. Now when I'm reading it, it's funny how many times I skipped that. I didn't read it. This is one of the deepest things that the Rav told me always. That's the oldest astrologer. Always look what he say. V'u machnia et ha'oivim. He always win his enemy. And he always know behind his back who's trying to fall him down. Once he find them, he finish them. But unfortunately, because they're very nice, Leo, very nice, they don't know the enemy. It's very hard for them to find out. And is usually those are the people who are eventually save their slave. In the old days when he was slave, the Leo used the pioneer to make sure the slave going back home. They don't like slavery, okay? So they are the sign of freedom and away from slavery. It's a tremendous sign. Like we need to learn about it because then we know what we've been expected to do this much. And whoever is being captured inside a city, you know, in the old days used to be captured a city and people sitting there, they have no food, mother, children. So they are the one who usually release those people. They cannot see people in pain because they are like the sun, the shining. So the sun is always protecting us, always making sure we have enough warmth and everything, and always protect everybody, and always making sure that people will fulfill their desire. And they always been liked by God and by people because it's very easy to like them. The Yaida la Gaava v'Nedivut. Their sign that you see that they are a Leo, they have two things very interesting about them. Gava, ego, and nedivut, and generosity. Two things, ego and generosity. It's kind of seem the opposite, but it's not. They love to give because it's important for them. It's their image. It's how they look like. Oboi trapu acholim. They have power to cure sick people, people with disease. When they get closer to them, they're curing them. They have power. Why? Because they have the balance between water and fire. So when a person is sick, either they have too much fire in their body or either they have too much water. This is the you need to know. When people get sick, for example, kidney is the fire in your body. We have to do a healing course one time. The kidney is your fire. Okay? The lungs bring cool air into the body. The kidney bring the fire. If the kidney is shutting down, the water starts to become stronger in the body. Like you hear people who get lungs issue or this, they have water in the lungs or other problem, is because the kidney is not functioning well. I'm teaching you now a secret from the Zohar Pinchas. So Leo, when they walk in, they start the patient start to get balance. So if there is a doctor who is Leo, it's always bring balance within the patient. So it's very powerful. So this is one thing. Now I'm reading from another commentary. He say also those people have chen, have beauty about them. It's very easy to like them. And always chesed, always the love to share. And silver and gold. You have to remember, Leo, if you are a Leo, if you know Leo, silver and gold should be one of your gold. If you don't like it, I'm sorry, but you have to have some metals around you. It helps. It's funny. Jewelry. Here, I brought with me, that's why I'm going to meditate today with silver and jewelry. When I'm going to do the deep meditation tonight, I'm going to teach you some stuff. And, of course, if you travel on water, usually there is energy start to go low when you travel above water. That's why, and you know it. And you know it. So when you travel on land, energy come back to normal. It's all, like they have energy, it's almost like battery. It can go down and go up very quickly. So when they go inside the water, it starts to shut it down. It's very interesting, right? And it's good to be around them because they balance you. When you are next to them, they start balancing you. So I just want to make sure I'm sharing this with you so you know about the sign of Leo, but more than that, to know exactly what we're expecting this month. So let's understand it. So this month, we have to act the same like we are acting in as Leo act. And what does that mean? It means that we got to get into nedivut, into generosity. We have to be generous this month. We have to be generous. What happened in this month? This month, 9 of Av. In 8 days, we're going to sit on the floor and meditate and be crying and asking, why did we destroy whatever was the most important thing? We destroyed the temple. What happened? Because we couldn't be generous with one another. We couldn't give compliments. We couldn't be nice. And this month, we have to find a way to find the good in one another. The letter, as you can see it, is the letter Tet. So the letter Tet that controls the month of Av is the letter that's looking inside. So when the letter is looking inside, that means for us there is something that I need to look inside, not outside, not to look what's wrong with the other person. And this month I got to start looking for chesed, for how can I do well, how can I help, how can I change, how can I increase the insecurity of the person next to me, not how can I take. We have to be chesed. Second thing, if I see people that are in prison of their own self, whatever it is, drugs or money issue or relationship or problem like this, it's my job this month to release them. This month we're becoming the leader. We cannot sit there and say, what's going to happen with me and with me and with me. We cannot do that. And it's very easy to fall into it this month. You're going to feel the energy shifting right away. By the way, it's already shift, by the way. It's already shift Saturday night. And those of you who are sensitive, whoo, it's already washing you with depression energy that come to the mind, by the way. It's an energy that's running through your brain this month. It's very intense. And your job is to be able to say to yourself, hey, wait a minute. There is a way that I can get out of it. So what do we do? So I'm going to read to you from another book. Then we're going to do a good meditation that can help all of us, okay? So what happened? Why this month? What exactly going on in this month? What's happening? So I'm going to write to you something on the board here. And the name of God, as we know it, I'm not going to write the old name. I'm going to write K. This is equal to this. But because you cannot write the name of God, so I'm going to write it this way, okay? So the Kabbalists told us that there is a sequence that if you know how to use the sequence, you can change the next 9 days into a little bit more positive. If you know the order of the Hebrew alphabet, and you go one letter before that, so before Yud, you're getting Tet. Before this one, A, you're getting Dalet. Before Vav, you're getting A. And before A, you're getting again Dalet. This name, again, is the before the name of God. So one letter before the name of God, whatever before, always bring mercy. This is one meditation. Then the Kabbalah is telling us there is another way to deal with the name of God. We're going to write the next letter after. So after Yud is Kaf, after A is Vav, after Yud, Vav. After Vav is Zayin, and after A is again Vav. So we are talking about the name which is one letter after. Then the Kabbalists are telling us there is another one. If you take the Yud Kei Vav Kei again, and you do something called Atbash. I need to teach you what Atbash code is. Atbash code is a secret mystical code that it's called a mirror letters. Meaning the if we relate it to English, the A becomes Z. Meaning the first letter become the last letter. So it's a secret mystical code in Hebrew. So if you take this name in the mystical code, you're going to get this. So this is number three, number two, and number one. The Kabbalists explained to us that when we are basically look at those three names for the next 8 days, we can control problem from not happening in this month. All what you gotta know is one, two, three. Now, how do you use them, right? This is used for right column, this is used for left column, this is used for center column, but still, what is right, what is left, what is center? Right mean giving, left mean receiving, and this is called balance. We just explained that the Leo, in the month of Leo, we have the ability to balance between two forces, the force of water, the force of fire, and the balance between two of them. So you gotta have that meditation in front of you wherever you go, and it will be online, so you can always ask for it, or we can send it to you. Just remember, if you take all that, you remove any problem you have. Problem is called tzara. Tzara. If you take tzara, tzara means problem. If you rearrange the Hebrew letter of the word problem, you get ratza, you get desire. So to change your problem into a desire, to change your fear into your goal, you need to have a meditation. You need to learn to use the Hebrew letters. Without meditation and Hebrew letters, to be honest with you, those two items, you cannot really change. You can change, but it will need a lot of energy from you, and then it will collapse. So from now on, one of the things that I'm injecting more to my student is Hebrew letters and meditation are required for every human being. Without Hebrew letters, knowing the secret of the Hebrew letters, knowing the meditation, I'm telling you, it's almost, not almost, it's impossible. I'm telling you. And you shouldn't trust me. Try to change in any way you want. It's like Rabbi Isaac Luria write that without a soul of a righteous person going inside your body, you cannot really change spiritually. Mm-hmm. That soul is called Ibur. Ibur is when the soul voluntarily come into your domain and start helping you change. Now, let's get deep into it. So say, Elu hayamim kevyochol em be'ester. Tell us the Bnei Sashari Kabbalists from Eastern Europe. Those days are concealed. So for some people, those days are disaster. For some people, those days are the best. They are concealed. So try to imagine, I don't know how many of you ever work in a farm or trees or vegetables. You know, I don't know if you ever saw pecan. You know what the pecan? I don't think you ever saw a pecan tree. Nobody saw a pecan tree. Nobody, you know what the pecan tree look like? So in the beginning, you don't see even the shell. It's covered with green. There's green, there's another shell, and then there is. So you don't even know what's going on. It's actually bitter. If you take the green thing, the green fruit, there's nothing to do with it. And if you crush it, it's water inside. It's liquid. There's nothing going on. It takes a long time until it becomes solid and together. So if you take just the shell and try to eat it, there's no taste. The same with almond. You ever saw almond tree? It's also covered with green and covered with shell. And so if you eat it, it's water inside, totally. But if you let it sit a little bit, a few more weeks, it becomes solid. It becomes, basically, it materializes itself and become more physical. So those days are concealed. So the reason we experience problem is because we don't know how to go and penetrate whatever is concealed. We don't know how to discover the energy. And it say that the people, he write there, who know this sequence should meditate on them every day for the next 9 days now. Every day. And when you meditate on that 9 days, you will not have to experience the pain and suffering the people experience in those days. Now, let's understand it even better. What exactly happened in the 9 days? What was the first event that took place that it became so bad? Well, I tell you what happened. The spy that came back from Israel make a conscious decision to give a bad report on the land that they were spying on. Today, what they call Israel, in those days it's called Canaan, the land of surrender. They used to call it the land of surrender. Canaan means to surrender. Now they call it Israel. But it's used to call Canaan. So when they came back, they came up with a bad report. They couldn't find what's good. Why? Now we know why. It was cover. So they were not lying.
They never lie. They were just not able to penetrate to see the good. Okay. But they couldn't say something wrong with me because I cannot find what's good about that lamp. They look outside and they say, whatever I see, it's bad. What happened when they came back? They came back, they give the report, everybody cried. God say, you crying for no reason, you will cry for a reason. And from that day on, that day, they call it the day of destruction. But Kabbalists reveal the secret. Again, why? Below every destruction, there is a secret. So they reveal this, the secret. They say the day that the Messiah, what is a Messiah? The Savior, the one who bring all the good news, will be born, will be also on the ninth day of Av. Same time with the destruction, same day of the Messiah will be born. It's exactly the same time. So for us, we need to understand that it is a time of destruction with potential to get to that level, what we call the Messiah. And it say, they cry for no reason. What do we do nowadays so we can bring it back? It say, we have to be merciful. We have to find mercy in everything. Mercy with people. Mercy with our friend, mercy on ourselves. We cannot be overly judgmental in this time. Because when a person is overly judgmental in this time, unfortunately, they start drawing all the negative event and the negative thing that can happen. So in the ninth day of Av, come the Messiah. Come the Messiah. Now, every ninth day of Av, everybody's waiting. What normally people are doing, you know? Traditionally, in a Jewish culture, people sitting on the floor at that time and they're mourning the temple that had been destroyed. And then, at 1:30 in the afternoon, the next day, they're sitting on a chair. If you read the Kabbalah or the Rabbi Isaac Luria or the Zohar, it say Yom Chag is a holiday, celebration of a holiday, and you should, when you sit on a chair, you should actually celebrate like the Messiah came. It's a very contradicted time. In one way, I'm just crying for all what I lost. And in the same 24 hours, I'm celebrating all what I'm wishing for. So what can we learn from this time? What can we learn from this amazing month? We can learn that each and every one of us has to find the power from within to find what I can do with my life. Yes, there is area in your life that is falling apart. And there is area in your life that want to be discovered. But would you discover them? Would you be a real leader like a Leo is supposed to be? Right? Because most Leo don't like to take the leadership. Leo, what is the number one verse of Leo? Impossible. Leo find in everything the impossible. Do you know why? Every Leo, they will not agree with me when I tell them that. Every Leo will tell you it's impossible. You know why? Because they want a credit for something they didn't do. It was impossible and I didn't do it. Now give me the credit. But if it's possible and I didn't do it, oh, you fell. Everybody understand what I just say? Is it impossible to fly? It is impossible to fly. Now give me credit because I cannot fly. Is it impossible to run 90 miles per hour? It's impossible. Now give me credit for not running at 90. So they will find you what is impossible to be doing. That's why they're lazy in their personality. Why they're lazy in their personality? Not because the Leo is sitting in the jungle of Africa and do nothing. Everybody use that example. No, the impossible. What is else impossible in this life? Because the ego is driving them. So they're now looking for what's impossible and they want to make it possible. But once they think about, oh my God, it will take a lot of effort to make it possible. So I rather sit with the impossible and do nothing and still get credit for that. That's actually a good deal. That's not a bad thing. I will do nothing and get credit. Woo! Instead of doing so much more and get that little bit of credit, I do nothing. So let me choose all the impossible thing. In the conversation with them, always listen to what they say. They talk a lot about impossible. Because they want credit for that. If you want to help a Leo, if you have children Leo, a friend Leo, the one thing you always tell them, now tell me about what possibly you can do. Can you do something? And they get scared. Leo can panic when you talk to them about possibility. Because when you tell them possibility in a relationship, possibility in business, possibility in breaking out from whatever program they are in, very difficult for them. Because that means for them that they have to do. So what Kabbalah or the spirituality, what they explained to us, it's a time of discovery, self-discovery. Try, get rejected a little bit. Don't be afraid. The Messiah is not something outside that we have to discover, or something that walk on a donkey, ride on a donkey or a horse or on a Ferrari, white Ferrari. That's not what it is. It's way more than that. The Messiah is something internal that we're supposed to be discover, but through the real work. It's a Bamidrash, shelo yelech yechidi b'yimei ben ha-metzarim. A person should not go alone outside, specifically the next 9 days from tonight on. Min sha'a dalet b'yom ad sha'a talet, tet. Between 4 hours after sunrise, so what is sunrise now? 5:30. So between 9 a.m. till you add 9 hours to 5:30, what do you get? Till 1:30. So a person should not walk alone, let's say, between 10 a.m. till 1:30. This is not will be the best time to do, because it's a judgment, you know, and the dark side looking for you. Okay? And Shulchan Aruch, one of the greatest rabbi or Kabbalist, okay, also talk about it, to be careful a little bit, just to be careful a little bit because it can be so just to be careful at that time. Daytime. Always in the afternoon, this is a judgment time. Left column is always in the afternoon. From once 1:30 arrive, it's called left column energy, the fire start. In the evening, actually, it's better. But not in the evening between the twilight time, the twilight zone. And that's not a positive time. The best time is at night, actually. That's why Kabbalists used to study at night. It's called center column. Night is center column, it's Jacob. Morning is the best, of course, that's Abraham. And middle is Isaac, which is not the best. Now, so going back, so the Messiah born in this month. And how do we give birth to the Messiah? How we give birth, the Kabbalist ask. It depends on your love to physicality. And to understand the love between friend or romantic love. And it say, the true love and the true desire, as I say, this should change into a desire, is when you are about to go away from somebody you love. Your children, your friend, wife, husband. What happened to you when you, let's say you're supposed to leave people you love for 2 months? What happened to you? All of a sudden, there is an awakening of love between you, greater than all what you're missing them. Before you separate, there is an awakening of love. And the Talmud in the Yevamot say that in the time that there is a law, actually, it's a Jewish law. At the time that the husband, let's say, about to leave the house, in those days they used to live in Europe. Sometimes they have to go to work in a different country. It's not like today you fly. They go to a different country, 3 months away. So by the law, by the Jewish law, they say that it's very important, bless you, it's very important for the husband and the wife to be together physically before he leave. And it say, the Talmud write that the highest soul is born from that intercourse. When the husband and wife are actually about to separate, the highest soul born from that. What does that relate to our months? What is this has to do? It say, what is that Messiah? Messiah is born when? In the time that we are the most separated from the Creator. We are in destruction. Nothing is working. Everything is falling apart. With the temple gone. 2 times. Everything that can go wrong went wrong. Now we totally separate from the love of our life, which is God, which is the Creator. So we miss it more than any other time. So at that time, the intercourse is the strongest because it bring missing, bring a real desire, a real ratzon. It's sort of, as I said before, a problem, you turn it in, you turn tzara, which is a problem or misery or chaos, into a ratzon, into a desire. So every time you go into a problem, let's understand it this way, it's very important. When you go into a tough time in your relationship, or tough time in your business, or tough time in your, God forbid, health, this is the time that you are separate. You are separate between you and the light of the Creator. But within that, are you building a desire? Or you are building something not so good? I'm feeling not being accepted. I feel not being loved. I feel being rejected. I feel people don't want me. And then you're staying away. And every time that you have a tough time that you're going through, you have to remember this question in your brain. What do I want? You have to be busy all day long. What do I want? What do I want? What do I want? But nonstop, what do I want? What do I want? What do you want? What do you want? You have to hear that voice of the angel asking you, what do you want? What do you want? If you have people that are sick, God forbid, disease, tough disease, you have to remind them what they want. What do you want to stay alive? Do you want to stay alive? Do you want to stay alive? Because they can complain about many things. I have pain, I have this, I have that, I want bagel, I don't want to eat this food of the hospital. What do you want? And you have to bring them to say, I want to be healthy. Because within the problem, you have an awakening of the strongest desire. So that's why within those 9 days, you build the strongest desire for whatever you want. So don't let those 9 days pass by. Because in the end of it, the celebration is Tu B'Av. And Tu B'Av is the day of love. It's the day that all the revelation is happening. What is happening in Tu B'Av? Full moon. And it's the month of the sun. So you have the moon and the sun. What does the moon represent? The receiver. What does the sun represent? The giver. So the giver and the receiver are under 80 degrees. Combination of male and female energies. You know, it's a soulmate of romantic soulmate. It's soulmate of me and myself and my full potential revealed at that time. But what are you doing in the 9 days? Are you in the 9 days are working on desire, what you really want? Are you going to write down what you really want? Or are you going to sit there and complain what you don't have? That's a question you have to ask yourself. Are you truly going to making sure that, let's say, I want to feel that God loved me. I want to be accepted by God. Who would even think about it? People don't think they want to be accepted by God, right? When you drive a Ferrari or a fancy car, you care what God like you or not. You want, if you are single, you want people to look at you driving a Ferrari, convertible, you know, want to be accepted by people. Going back to the disease of accepted. Being accepted, you don't accept. But the truth of the matter is the force, what we're really looking for, to be accepted by the Creator. We want to accept the Creator. We want the Creator to accept us. That's a great feeling. When we take the word accepted, you know, this is what's driving us. Think about it. What's driving you? You're going to get out of this door, right? You're going to get out of this door. You want to lose a few pounds? You want to be taller? You want to be shorter? I don't know what you want. You want to be something. Why? Because you want to be accepted. So the arena of going out there, we feel like those models who walk on that carpet with the new dress. You know, all day long, we are in front of people. You go to eat, people looking. You go in there, people looking. You go in there, you drive. It's all day long. We are ruled by the disease of being accepted. But what was the original exception is from the Creator. So in this time, you have to deliver, to elevate the desire. You know, my sister called me today. Her daughter, unfortunately, was very sick. Now she's healthy. She had a disease that very hard to cure, but today they get the good news that it's all over, you know, after 2.5 years of fighting. And I said, I'm very proud of you, to my sister. She went through a hell of a terrible time. And she told me, you know, about her daughter, you know. She didn't ever have a single doubt that her daughter would be okay. She just didn't know how long would be the time. So this is amazing. She just didn't know how long, but she knew they're going to fight it, they're going to win it as a family.
And this is beautiful what she told me today. Beautiful. So this is amazing, just amazing. And she's a mother, and she needs to work for a living, and she needs to cook for the other children. And she, her life has to continue, and it's not easy. She had to see her daughter with no, she lost her hair, and you know, with all the chemo, and it's a terrible situation to look at her. She continued. And I'm very proud of her. I'm sharing this with you because, so wow, she had a desire. What was her desire? My daughter will make it. She had one desire. My daughter has to make it. And the question, what is your desire, guys? What do you want? Do you know even what you want? Do you even know what you want? Or are you looking for the little problem to be fixed? That's not desire. That's fixing your problem. You marry with the wrong person, you want to get rid of the wrong person. That's fixing it. You're single, you want to be married with the right person. That's fixing it. But what do you want? That's not wanting. You don't have money, you want money. You have money, you don't have friend, you want friend. So all day long you're fixing the thing you don't have, but it's not what you want. What you want cannot come as a drive from thing you don't have. What you want is to be the true drive. And that's why there is problem. That's why there is 9 days of Av. That causes us so much problem, so we wake up the desire. From tzara, problem, chaos, leratzon. Ratzon means desire. That's the whole time of Av. And that's why it's a contradicted month. It's a contradicted month because within this month there is the issues and there is the desire. Most people, unfortunately, who live in this universe, when they go into a problem, there is two types. Either the one who shut down and fall apart, or either the one who will try to fight it. But nobody, like a Kabbalist, going inside the problem and say, ah, I have this problem, so I can wake up. Okay, I can wake up and now looking for what do I really want. I'm suggest, and we're going to go to a long meditation tonight, I suggest for all of us to really work on that. Really work on that and get into that arena. A few more points before going to meditation. I want to make sure I'm good on time. I am. So it says the Tu B'Av, you know, the holiday of love. It says that if you look at the Gemara, you look at the Talmud, what it's written there, it says that the Bnot Israel, the daughter of Israelite, the Israelite girls, used to wear white. And when they wear white, they used to go to the vineyard and dance. And when they dance, they look at the guys. It's a story. And they say, Sana Enecha. They look at the guy and say, Sana Enecha. Raise your eyes, boy. That's what he used to say. Raise your eyes, boys, and tell me who you choose. This is the Talmud. I mean, we're talking about like things, event that used to happen 4,000 years ago. What is going on? So we have to explain it. What is this dance? What is this dance? The word dance in Hebrew is machol. Machol is the same letters for mechilat avonot, canceling of the sin. Same words for dance, same words for erasing the sin. And it's everybody agreed that this is a positive day. No second opinion, because most of the thinking in the Talmud and the Kabbalah, there is disagreement. One say this way, one say that way. That's the one thing they say, all, yes, it's the most positive day of the year. My teacher used to love that day the most. It used to be his favorite holiday. So it say, what does that mean? And it say that they used to wear white, not to shame the other girls who don't have white clothes. Or don't have other clothes. So you say, why they don't go with colored clothing? Usually women, he asks a question. Bigdei isha, idafka bigdei tzivonim. Say, woman clothing, they don't wear white. They're actually wearing all kind of colors. If you ask most women, I grew up with three sisters, white was the worst color to wear. You know, they say, white make me a little bit chubby, right? That's what my sister used to say, right? And I used to say, that's not the white color that make you chubby, it's the ice cream you ate last night with this. But she wouldn't believe me. I told her it's the vanilla ice cream. It's not the white shirt. And then I get the slap in the face, of course. Shut up. I was the younger, so. Anyway, so why white clothes and why they borrowing the clothes to whoever doesn't have? And the idea, it's nothing to do with the girls. The story is nice, but it has to do with us. Those girls that we're talking about is our soul. And they're going to dance. They don't go to dance. They're going to remove the sin. And when they're wearing white, it's not exactly the white clothing. It means that when it's another section, and it say, when a person commit a crime, commit something negative, it consider red. The color red basically is when you cover yourself with selfish behavior. And by the way, in chakra, those of you who study chakra, the red is the foundation, is your existence, is survival, is the money, is everything, is at the bottom of your body. That's what the red is, okay? Where the white is always in the opposite spiritual direction. So you have like between red and white. So when it say that they wear white, meaning all their fear, because red, you know, red means fear, and I'm talking about from a chakra point of view now. Red from fear and all this and that is disappear into a white. So when you talk about the girls, it's us this month. What happened in Tu B'Av? You have a chance. If you celebrate it with that consciousness and you collect all your negativity and your fear and understanding that God will give you like a little bit gift. Still, listen, there is a gift on Tu B'Av. There is a gift. If you bring a list of all the red thing, red mean all the negative thing you're doing, all your bad habit, all your jealousy, all your anger, all your stealing that you are doing, I will turn everything into white. But you say, but I cannot do it. There's no way I can do it. I don't have it. So you know what? I'm going to let you borrow white clothes. How do I borrow white clothes? Where do I borrow? Where do I buy that white clothes? I mean, you cannot say that God... Vatran, you cannot say that God will just forget about all the negative thing you did, because God is like an order. Everything is a perfect order. And the idea that God is giving you the white clothes. What is white clothing? Is person was changing to look to do more good thing. In a moment you start looking to do more sharing, more good thing. What is the white? Like the milk, like the water, like the light of the sun. It's white. It means sharing. What is the sun doing? Sharing. What is milk? Of a mother, milk of a cow, sharing, water, sharing, is the sharing. When you go to a place, if you want to check a good hotel or bad hotel, always I teach you a secret. Water. Ask them, can I have a glass of water? Hotel that tell you I cannot give you a glass of water, or they have to charge you for the glass of water, run for your life. Don't stay there. Teach you a secret. It's a big secret. Always remember that. Where do we learn it? From Rivka. Rivka, remember, when she gave the water to the servant of Abraham. Servant of Abraham say, I'm going to ask her for water. If she give me, she's the right person. You learn it from the Bible. So what she did, he asked her for water for himself. He said, why don't I give water to you? And while you drink, let me make sure your camels are drinking too. Say, that's the woman. That's the sign. Sharing is always the sign. So if you feel that you are lost and you cannot correct yourself, you cannot correct your bad habit, you cannot correct your anger, don't focus too much on erasing the red. Increasing the white in this month. Increasing how much can you give? Give more charity. Give more advice to people that don't charge. Be more kind. That's what you're turning from red to white. And that's what it means that they were dressing with white clothing. I'm going to take you now into a meditation. I'm not sure it's going to be short, but I promise it will take you to good places. I'm wearing this because this is the month of silver and stone. So I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to put like little meditation music like I put before. Stay with me. I'm going to take you to a ride. Okay, let me connect it to... Is the machine open? Yes, it doesn't... some reason it's can you press at the bottom of the Bluetooth? Let me just do it for a second. So it will be good because I want to make sure that the music is happening. I do it. Okay. Okay. So relax yourself by breathing. Inhale and exhale. Make sure you're looking at the letters before we're starting, because you will not have time to look at that. And look at the angels on the other side. That's the angel that will guide you. Okay? For tonight, I'm wearing silver and stone as it relates to the month of Leo. You can wear gold. If you have gold on you or silver, you can touch it. I want you to go into this meditation. And while you're breathing, those of you who know the shape of the letter, look at me. You're going to move your head, okay, according to the letter. Meaning, if you do kaf, you do kaf. That's kaf. Then you do tet. If you can do it with your eyes closed, it would be amazing. Do it 10 times when you can move your head with the letter. And by the way, this is part of the style of a Kabbalist by the name of Rabbi Avraham Abulafia. Feel like you're writing the letter with your nose. From right to left. Once you finish 10 times, you can rest your neck and your head. Now focus on your breathing again. And won't you see the light coming from above to below through the letter Kaf and Tet. And I want you to have the sound in your mind, the vibration of what we call Chirik, which the sound is Ee. That's the sound of the Chirik. You want it to keep it in your mind, that sound, it will vibrate all your organs as the energy coming through. Empty your mind. Don't ask for anything. And slowly, slowly, put the letter, the first letter, which is Kaf, before your name, and put the letter Tet in the end of your name. And that will be your messenger for this week, for this month, actually. If you can read it, it will be wonderful. You read your name with the letter Kaf in the beginning. It's spelled like K, K. It's almost like you add K before your name. And you add T in the end of your name. And that will be your messenger for this month. Ask your messenger, what is the one thing that I need to change, I need to transform? Ask your messenger, where do I need to share more? Where do I need to bring the color white more into my life? want you now to see a fabric with the color red. And I want you to write on that fabric all the things about you that you think are not good. All the negative things that you did or you are doing, write it down on this red fabric. Go ahead. Now I want you to see the fabric changing into white. And those letters that you wrote on it change into all the positive things that you want it to be. Forgive yourself and turn those letters into combination of letters of all the things you want it to be. Inhale and exhale 5 times. And then be ready to open your eyes. Once you open your eyes, I want you to stand. Don't talk yet. We're going to do what we call the aiding breathing. Try to do aiding breathing. If you can count them, will be great. You're going to do aiding breathing. You can count with your finger. And those aiding breathing, what we call chai, it's the going through your spine, bringing the light of transformation from red into white. The ability to trust the Creator, the ability not to be afraid, not to keep red energy in this month. This month needs more white, okay? So first, move your lips to the side by smiling. It relaxes the muscle here. You don't have to smile very open, but a little bit. And then try to breathe from your nose if you can. If you cannot, breathe from your mouth, but count it with your finger. 18 times, as fast as you can, and bring the energy of Leon into your soul, okay? Ready? 1, 2, 3, start. Meditate on the letter Kaf and Tet. sit down now. Relax, let the body relax. I want to wish you Chodesh Tov. I want to wish you amazing months. And I hope you're going to use more of this specific meditation of Rabbi Avraham Aboulafia. Remember, those of you, remember your name with K and T in the end. Okay, so we add K and T in the end. And through that, you're going to get all the message. Hope to see you very much soon. Look into our website to see the event we're doing. So we're going to do Tisha B'Av, Tu B'Av will be a party. We have also the shirt. Those of you who didn't get, please don't be shy to get shirt. We have the Zohar. Share it with your friend. And I want to wish you a wonderful month. And thank you very much for coming. Appreciate it.